Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about my five April micro delights. Let's get right into it. The first is The Diplomat on Netflix. This series has been around for a little bit, but I tried at some point last year, I think, but wasn't in the right headspace for complex storylines and dialogue. But I have been wanting to come back to it. And when John recently expressed interest in trying it, I was like, yes. And I was apparently in the right headspace because I was just ready to gobble it up. He had to set the pace on that one to slow me down. Kerry Russell is just divine, tough, smart, and so believable in her stressed outness that I periodically found myself thinking, oh my goodness, this woman needs a break. I was super excited to hear that season two is coming. As of this recording, there isn't a release date, but the internet does say it will drop sometime in 2024. So we shall see. My second micro delight is the Creature Preacher podcast. My dear friend Jessica Alpert, who is an incredible creative force, she is the genius behind this show. She has many other incredible podcasts under her belt, and her production studio is called Rococo Punch. She told me about this show over breakfast one day before it had come out, and I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to add this show to my queue. My mind was blown when I listened to the very first episode, and I've so appreciated gaining a deeper appreciation for animals and their history and experiences in the episodes since. There were so many specifics that the host, Nancy Mello, called on regarding communication and the conversations she was having with these animals that it was just really incredible. I really encourage you to listen to it if you have or love animals. I have listened to all of the regular episodes, and while of course I am tuned to dog content, I found the episode about Jonathan, the 191-year-old tortoise, so moving. And it was such a joy to have the opportunity to interview Creature Preacher host Nancy Mello on this show. And if you haven't listened to that episode, we did something kind of incredible that blew my mind. I was so excited she was open to it. I just found her observations in the Creature Preacher episodes so incredible. I asked if she would be willing to just do a micro observation of James, just one or two things she might see. I sent a photo of him right before recording, told her his name and where I lived, but nothing else, for example, breed, history, etc. And her observations were amazing. And the very next day, I signed him up for dog training. I definitely recommend you adding the show to your podcast queue. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy obviously isn't easy, but I believe it is legit one of the best gifts you can give yourself. I have benefited from therapy both for processing historical wounds as well as dealing with difficult current-day situations and people. It's just so valuable to have another person who is 100% there for you. And all of this work has helped me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting or returning to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, spelled HELP.com/edit. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled NutrafoL.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. My third micro delight is a recipe. As you will know, if you've listened to some of my other baking episodes, I'm a huge fan of King Arthur Baking, and I read their emails religiously. And when I saw the recipe for their Morning Glory breakfast bread, I was totally intrigued. And I made this when Laurel came home for spring break and was here with a couple of her college friends. It is absolutely delicious. It's a lot like the Shalane Flanagan superhero muffins I've talked about on the show before. And there was unanimous family agreement that it gets a coveted plastic sleeve in my recipe binder. A few callouts. I love that this recipe uses whole wheat and oat flour. And I do think if you are gluten-free, you could sub in one-to-one and it would hold up. I also did not do the food processing step, which involved food processing raisins, carrots, and apples into more like a paste. I just diced them fine because I was making this really early and didn't want to make noise. I also like chunks in bread and it worked out great. I only had sweetened shredded coconut, so I used that instead of unsweetened. That also worked great. I also do not own the loaf pan size specified in the recipe, so I just split it between two smaller loaf pans. It meant they were a little less tall, but they were also ready in 45 instead of 60 to 70 minutes. So that was a nice little edit. And finally, I used my beloved King Arthur's sparkling sugar on top instead of raw, which I didn't have, and it made me love my sparkling sugar even more. My fourth micro delight is kind of funny. It's just an accidental discovery I had with a library hold, and that is large print books. I ordered a book through the hold system. Apparently, I selected large print. I didn't even realize I did that. And I'm in love. It's perfect if you're like me and have not been able to solve your progressive lens problems. I will for sure be scouring for large print books in the future. And my last micro delight is John's cutting boards. In the recent episode, Simple Home Refresh Tactics with Paige Lewin, Paige talked about the power of having beautiful items in your home that, you know, make your heart skip a beat. And she mentioned cutting boards as one of these options. This really hit home for me because I have been positively delighting in these circular cutting boards John has made for me. Pretty much every opportunity I get to serve food on these boards, I do, and they're just such a delight. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. And each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.